You are listening to BensTorah.com.
With the Rambam Pasnas, it's first on the Bizman Hazah. Is it the Raisa of fact in the Mar Mekamos? If you turn to page number 3, let me just show you the Rambam slide where the Rambam says this explicitly. The Rambam says in quotation on page 3, the top quotation, which comes from Sefer Avodah Hilchos Tamidim Musaf and Perek Zayim. He says, Mitzvah say, Lispar Sheva Shabosis Temimos Miyam Havas Oimer, Shenema Usfartum Lachem Amachres HaShabbat Shabbat Shabbosos, Umitzvah Limnos Hayabim Im Hashuos, Shenema Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Umitchilas Hayom Monu Lefich Monu Balayla Melel Shal Asar Benisim, on the night of the 16th, is the beginning of the 16th day. Then he says, if I forgot to count at night, the Rambam and the Bahag have an option too. Mona b'yom, I can count by day as well. The emonin elam umad, halacha lamasa, I'll only count when I'm standing, if possible. The mona b'yusha, but if I did it be yeshiva, I am yotz as well. U'mitzazu, I'll call ishmi Yisrael b'chamokim v'chol zman. This is the ikar. The Rambam says this mission applies by all men. All places, all times, which means even Bizman Hazeh, Noshem Vodim Mapatur, because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, Vitzarach Levarech, Bechal Laila, Baruch Shem Mechlam, Shem Tzatzir Sa'imer, Kedem Shiyisbar, Mon of Allah Berech, Yotze, and Chayzim Mavarech. If you count without the bracha, you've been Yotze the mitzvah, because the bracha is not Ma'akeves. The bracha is only Derabonah, and the counting is the Adaraisa, and the halach is Rabbi Yisai, if you did a mitzvah, without making the bracha before, you're yotze the mitzvah. That's why the Gemara had a big problem about netilas lulav. We have to make a bracha avalei asiyas, and you have to figure out a way of picking it up in such a way. I'm not yotze the mitzvah until I actually make the bracha. That's why we take the lulav, or we take one of the other meaning, we turn it upside down so that it shouldn't be b'derech hanetila to be able to forestall the kiyum mitzvah and have the bracha beforehand. But in chanami, if I picked it up, the Gemara says explicitly, without a bracha, I'm yaitza, I can't make a bracha upon it, it'll be a bracha levatala. But this is the Rambam who held the sphere of his own as a deraisa, mufurish, nothing to debate about, no discussion about it. But now we come to the eager debate of tonight's discussion, and how the Rambam, contrasted when it comes to other Rishonim and Achronim, learn the sugya. And I'm going to give you two mahalachim tonight, the mahalach of Aruch HaShulchan, and more importantly, the mahalach of Rechaim of Brisk, which is the more popular one in the Yeshiva Shavuot, explaining the Shitas HaRambam. Now, what the crucial Gemara is on page number 2 on the bottom of the page. So Gemara Menach is Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph, where the Gemara records how Amarayim, in the Tekufas Amarayim, used to become the mitzvah Sirus Omer. I do want to mention to you that the Rambam and most Rishonim hold counting the days and counting the weeks are two chalakim of the same mitzvah. That's why you make one bracha on counting the days and the weeks, unlike one Shitas HaRishon, who claimed the two separate independent mitzvahs, and he held halach l'maaseh, you count the days with the bracha, and when you have weeks, you can make two brachas, one in the day and one of the weeks. But we don't paskin that way. There was a Shitas HaRishon who held that way, but the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Tchinech HaMos Rishonim hold, counting days and weeks are basically two chalakim of the same mitzvah. One brach is what's made, even bizman, the Beis HaMikdash or Yekayim, Ad HaYom HaZeh, so there's nothing to really debate and discuss about it. But what is crucial is how the Amarayim and their Tekufu Mekayim the mitzvah. If you look, it says Guf on the bottom of the page, which is 4 and 5, Oma Abaya Mitzvah Lemini Yom Mitzvah Lemini Yeshua. There's a mitzvah to count the days and weeks. So Kavavus Abaya, even after Chum Abaya Sasheni Tukufa Samarayim, counted days and weeks when it came to Sfira. Rabbanu De Ravashi Mani Yom O Mani Yeshua. They also counted the days and weeks. So could obviously, in many of the parts of the Amoraic world, they counted days and weeks. Ameima, where he was in his part of the Amoraic world. Mani Yom Avalo Mani Yeshua, he counted the days but did not count the weeks. And as a justification of this, Oma Zech LeMikdash, he said, only Bizman is this, Zech LeMikdash anyway, what's the big deal? I'm counting days and not counting the weeks. And this is the way I show people's only rabbinical is Echel Migdashi. Maybe if people feel the mitzvah's chasero, they'll be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mevakesh, you should rebuild the base of Migdash, so I could do the mitzvah b'shleimus. So it's a Zeichel Migdash to give people a feeling that they're missing something, and they should be mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be derish Hashem to rebuild the base of Migdash quickly, we should be able to do the mitzvah b'shleimus. He felt that's the better way of dealing with it. Now what's interesting is, what is the machlokes between these Amorim? So the Rashi's mahalach over here, which is the mahalach, I would say, of a good percentage of a lot of the Achroim initially, based upon the early halacha literature we had, is Rashi says, if you look on the quotation 5, he says, Haim yana dahashta lavcha vihi. Rashi is saying, the minyan today, which we count today, after Chum Bayis Sheni, is actually not a Chum Minat Torah. Why? The Lekka Oimi, there's no Kavan Oimi Bizman Hazeh. El, it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, B'yamahu Hilkach, therefore what you do, B'yamisagi, counting the days, is sufficient. Now, most Achronim, when they learned this specific, as Rashi said, the Rashi's opening statement is not a commentary on a Meimar, but it's a commentary on the entire debate amongst the Amoraim over here, and that is, everybody was mode that Bizman Hazeh, we can bring the Karban Oimer, and since they learned the bringing of the Omer and the counting of the Omer are intricately related. So when there's no bringing of the Karban Omer, therefore the sphere is also not the Araisa, it's demoted down to a Derabanan, as Rashi says explicitly. So if that's the case, what's the machlekes between the Amoraim over here? So the machlekes is, what's the nature of this Takana Derabanan? Usually with Chol HaTorah Kula, when you have rabbinical applications of the Deraisa mitzvahs that no longer are applicable to Deraisa but Derabanan, we have a principle throughout Shas called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So normally the rabbis model their Derabanan after the Deraisa, which would therefore justify that if it was the Derabanan, B'tkus Amorayim, these Amorayim counted the days and weeks as he would when it's a Deraisa. The Chiddush is the Mahalech of Ameima who said, no, this is not a normal Derabanan, this is a special phenomenon of a Derabanan, which you sometimes find, especially as it relates to the Mikdash, that sometimes they made what we call not a kol ketikun as usually, but here they did a mitzvah chaseira. Why? That Jews should feel the loss of the Mikdash in our tekufa, and therefore, Shoh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they feel the loss, they miss the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, they realize the mitzvahs are not being done b'shleimut, and therefore by doing the mitzvah in a chassidic way, you're basically going to give them the impetus, as we see in the Nusach HaTfilah that's been created afterwards. After you count the Sfira, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shibana Beis HaMikdash, we should be able to do it at the proper time, at the proper place, with the proper format. So Al Tzeich LaMikdash, he was willing to do a mitzvah chasera, to cause that type of cognition of what is missing.
So you why make a bracha?
What?
Why make a bracha according to Amir?
Because when you have rabbinical takanas, you can define whatever you want to do, and there's that's a very simple phenomenon. Any derabanan, Chanuk is not deraisa, Purim is not deraisa, but the rabbis, when they said, basically speaking, you're doing a mitzvah derabanan, mabach the bracha of them, and they make the tzura of the mitzvah. So over here you have, it's not my chiddush, this is basically the way the world of Brisk learns the Shitas HaRashi, that they're arguing on the tzura of the derabanan in this specific context itself, whether or not it's a tikkun derabanan, kein deraisa tikkun, or it's a special takanas hamikdash, etc., etc. That's the debate between them. But everybody held it is purely derabanan. And there's no question, as Rabbi Orly mentioned many, many times, that when you look in Simin Sof Tov Pei Tes, in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach, there's no question, as the Mishabur claims, that the Beis Yosef and most of the Achronim of that tekufa didn't have all the kisviyah which later on we were able to acquire. They didn't have the library, believe it or not, that the Chassam Sofer and that the Chassam Sofer had, but more importantly, that the Chafetz Chaim had. And for that reason, by the time the Chafetz Chaim came along and had all the kisviyah that were available, as he says in his Bir Halacha, he then realized that quite obviously the Mahalach of Rav Yosef Karo was counting shitos. He felt most shitas held that Sfir Bezman is a derabanan, and therefore penned in the halachas of Sfira Soimer, any kula you could possibly have, assuming Sfira Bezman Hazeh is a derabbanan. And as the Rav said, mentioned downstairs many times, sof derabbanan kula, so a mekel, as much as we possibly can, is only derabbanan. But as you're going to see very shortly, and I'm going to quote the Bialacha towards the end, he says when he started looking in the Kisviyat, he started realizing there are a lot of Rishonim besides the Rambam who held as a deraisa. And therefore, at the end, the Mishabura says, if you ask my humble opinion, we shouldn't treat it as a din derabbanan, we should treat it as a din of a suffix deraisa, and therefore be machmer as a deraisa halacha. That's why the Rav mentioned downstairs, you should be machmer to count it after tzeis and all the halachas related to it. But this is based upon the observation, but the Beis Yosef, interesting enough, Yosef Karo didn't have all those kisveyad that were dispersed around the world at that point in time and had to be collected. Only later on, when they brought it all together, you know, now we have even more material based upon what we're able to collect. You just go on to some of the software available today, and you see the amount of literature we're able to discover in kisveyad, even more kisveyad. But one thing's for sure, that the Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishabura himself says, based it on Shita Sarashi, that Bezman is a Derabbanan. Only question is the format of the Derabbanan, and that was the supposition up until this point in time. The big problem is, and the one who first brings this up initially, is the Ran at the end of Masechtas Pesachim. And the Ran at the end of Masechtas Pesachim says that I can understand Shita Sarashi if you claim that everybody holds Bezman Hazeh, that Sfira Soimer is a derabbanan. But he then quotes the Rambam I started off the shiur with tonight, where the Rambam says explicitly that Sfira Soimer Bezman Hazeh is in fact a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, so how does he explain the sugya and the machlokes amarayim in the specific sugya? So comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, I'm going to give you the hezber, this is the Ran's approach of his hezber, the Shita Sarambam. And that is, I disagree with Rashi. I'm of the opinion, when Rashi said what Rashi said, or his assumption that Sfira depends upon the Karban, that was basically Amema's opinion, and therefore Amema held that Sfira Bezman Hazeh is a Derabbana. Abaya and the other Amoraim of Rav Ashi's yeshiva, who counted days and nights, they disagreed that Sfira Bezman Hazeh is in fact a deraisa. So the machloikis amongst the Amarayim is not what is the nature of the derabbanan, the way most of the achrayim, and we're learning Shitas Rashi over here, but this gufa was a machloikis, whether Yehovah Bezman Hazeh after Chuban Abayis, Sfira Soim is a deraisa derabbanan, and therefore halach lamasa, Amem held this only derabbanan, therefore he felt he can do a mitzvah chaseira, to Ma'ira Rachemim, and according to the other Maraim, they held it's still a deraisa for reasons I'll explain very shortly. If it's a deraisa, so since the mitzvah involves counting days and weeks on a deraisa level, I have to do both, there's no shayla. Now, the only question is, at the end of the day, before I get to the world of brisk over here, the Ran says, well, if we don't bring the karmen bizman hazeh, how in the world can you hold, as the Rambam does, that Sfira Bezman Hazeh is a deraisa if Hakol Meidim, we're not bringing the Karban Bezman Hazeh? So comes along the Ran with an incredible innovation, which he says at the end, Mamish at the end, the Lestafa Masechtas Pesachim, he brings down the halachas of Sfira Soimer, and he makes the following interesting statement. He says, in actuality, Sfira Soimer, we call it Sfira Soimer because it just so happens we start counting it on the same day they brought the Karban Oimer in the Beis Hamikdash. However, ironically, the counting takes place at night, the Karban didn't take place till the next day, so in actuality, to say it's Tali Zebizer, you can argue with that because it was Tali in bringing the Karban, you should have counted after you brought the Karban, not before you bring the Karban. But in any event, says the Ran, then his humble opinion, that the Ikam Akravas counting between Pesach and Shuas is not really the Hakravas Karban Omer, but it is a continuation of what Klal Yisrael did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Turn to page 1 of the Maror Mekamos. This is very crucial because I want to finish the Ran's Shita quickly, so I'll have time to deal with the Shita of Rav Chaim of Brisk and the other camp over here. They point out, if you look at quotation 5 on page number 1, One of the requests Moshe made from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he finally accepted the shlichus of becoming the one to redeem Klal Yisrael on behalf of the Ribbono Shel'Olam and be the Ribbono Shel'Olam spokesperson to Paro and to the Mitzrayim and to Klal Yisrael, so yes, Hashem, give me notes. Give me a sign to prove I'm the right guy and I'm authorized by you to do what I'm doing. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam said in quotation 5, Zelech os kenuchesh lachticha, bo'tzi'ach esa'am in Mitzrayim, that when you tell Klai, so when Hashem takes you out of Mitzrayim, what's going to happen? Tavdin Mesakim al-Harazeh, you're going to bring them to Har Sinai, where the bush burning took place. It was there that Hashem initially gave the shlichus to Moshe and said to Moshe, you're going to bring him back to Har Sinai. And the Avdus Hashem and the Kabbalas Omach Shemayim, Ad kana tamal ayu avodem aparo, now mekam elach ya avdi Hashem, and Kabbalah samitzes and Malchus Shemayim, all that's going to take place when it comes to going to Har Sinai. The Dalil Lashonos Geula are starting from the taking with Klal Yisrael out of the Shibud, and slowly but surely each one of the Dalil Lashonos builds up to the crescendo of the Lakachti, which happened at Har Sinai. So naturally, Pesach and Shavuos are connected. There's no calendar day for Shavuos in the Chumash, unlike Pesach and Sukkot, where there's a calendar date, because Shavuos is a function and the hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This pasuk says it explicitly, that you know, basically the hashlama of Yetzias is going to be the Kabbalah Satera. So Klal Yisrael, as they usually are, Jews are very impatient. So the Chazal say midrashically, and the Ran quotes this, the minute that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, he's talking about Klal Yisrael there for 12 months, saw so many miracles, so you say to yourself, is there any other question in their mind now that he is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing miracles, and everything that Hashem says is going to happen, is going to happen. But Jews are Jews. So the first question the Ran says, we have a Midrash says, that as soon as they left Mitzrayim, they all ganged up on Moshe, says, okay Moshe, you got us out of Egypt. When we're going to have Tavan Elokim Bahar Hazeh? When we're going to be there? You know, they wanted to take off from Yad. They didn't want to wait. So Moshe turned to them and said to them, my dear Jewish brethren. Now, I mean, so far, let, you know, the first part of the deal, I already was Mekayim. You're out of there. But you didn't comprehend the way I said it. If you look in the Pasuk, and we have Israelis over here in Hebraist, it says, Tavdun Es Elokim. The Mukubalim point out, he could have said, Tavdu es Elokim, and the Nun Sofis was not necessary. What's the Nun Sofis? 50! Which means, I already said to you, on day 50 that's going to happen, so if you want to know when it's going to be, start counting 50 days. On day 50 you're going to have Tavdu Elokim al-Lahar Hazeh, so I didn't lie to you. I told you the truth, you just didn't comprehend the meaning of the way I said it, but I already was Maramis to you, the 50. Okay, now, I mean, this was brought down by the Mefarshim or the Mukubalim. Now, listen to me very carefully. So based upon this, the Ran claims that the first sphere we did was really a countdown combining Pesach to Kabbalah Satera. In fact, the Sefer Chinuch and the Shaar Shemayim says the purpose of the counting is the fact to count us up to when Kabbalah Satera is going to take place. That connects them. In the world of Kabbalistic literature, the Zman between Pesach and Shavuos is the one big Chol HaMoed, if you look in Kabbalistic literature, and therefore there are actually two different ends of this Tekufa, this period of time. So he claims, if that's the case, there was no sphere of Karban Omer brought when they left Mitzrayim.
Well, it's Balabatish. No. They didn't have a harvest.
No, but I'm saying, forget about it. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael. It's a that's the most important part. So if that's the case, there was no din to bring a Karban Omer to start the whole process. Therefore, you see, counting is independent of the actual bringing of the Omer. Therefore, the Rambam was of the opinion that Halach Lamasa, this is the way at least the Ran learns, and the Aruch HaShulchan supports the Ran, as I'm going to mention very shortly. Since the initial sphere was basically preparation for Kabbalah Satera, therefore we basically have a Mitzvah Deraisa to relive that each and every year and to count from the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim up until Kabbalah Satera, and therefore that is the opinion of the Rambam they want to claim. That's why the bringing of this Karbanim is irrelevant. And what the Aruch HaShulchan adds in with a little more flavor over here is he says, so why in the world is the mitzvah sandwiched between bringing Karban Omer on one end and bringing the Shtehan Lechem on the other end? Because if you look at Rabbi Yisai in the Pasuk on top of the page, Pasuk number one, on page one, Sfad Mechaz HaShabbos Yom HaVachim Es Omer Tenufa Shev Shabbos Demim Es Diyana Amam Rechaz HaShabbos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisbur Chamishin Shom V'Yikrav Demin Chadosh LaHashem. The mitzvah in Parshas Emma sandwiched between bringing the Karban Omer in the beginning and bringing the Mincha Chadosh on Pesach, on Shavuos, which is the Shteh Lechem, the Mincha Chadosh LaHashem. And therefore, you see it sandwiched there, but now you're telling me it's not dependent upon it. So what's the purpose of the Karbanos sandwiching it? So Chashulchan deals with that problem. He first quotes the Ran and explains the Rambam. So what's the purpose of the carbon connection over here? If that's not the Mechayev Sfira, to show you the metamorphosis of spiritual elevation. Chazal say a carbon mincha that comes from Seorim, it represents a person who, like a Seit, who did a Maisa Behema, therefore she eats a carbon Omer, which basically is, they eat a carbon Omer, which is quite obviously showing the bestiality and the animalistic nature of what she's threatened, and basically what they assume she did, unless she turns out being innocent. And what's chitim? Chitim is normally material eaten by human beings who are acting like human beings, who are acting by Tzelem Elokim. So since Chazal say Klal Yisrael had to undergo a metamorphosis of being involved in Memtashar and Tumah when they left Mitzrayim, in fact the Malachim said Halolo of Devazara, Halolo of Devazara. Even at the Kriyas Yamsuf, they were questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, we have to show that we started accounting historically as a behema, as people who were not Shomer Torah mitzvahs. We have been Mavatl Bris Milah for 210 years. We weren't Tzar in the Halacha in many areas as the others were, before they went down to Mitzrayim. So we assimilated, acculturated, etc. So we start off with a carbon that represents animalistic tendencies and Bitl HaTera. After counting 49 days, we've done Tshuva, we're there for Shachar Shbrach, we're ready for Kabbalah Satera, we're bringing there for the Shtei Lechem, which is Chitim, shows Tshuva, spiritual elevation, humanity, Tzalim Elohim, so it's symbolic of the metamorphosis. So on a Kabbalistic level, Rabbi Yisai, let me tell you what Rabbi Nabachi says. I have to give flavor. Interesting, the Aruch Shulchan doesn't say this, but I'm telling you what Kabbalistically they give even more fire to this. Rabbi Nabachi Ben Osher says in his Perish L'chumish, if we assume, as I'm assuming over here, Sfira is independent of bringing Karbanos. So he asks a very simple question. It took Klal Yisrael 210 years to makakal themselves. 210 years they were Mitzrayim to assimilate and acculturate Memtashar Tumah. It took them 49 days to masakin something, took 210 years to cause. I mean, that's a miraculous phenomenon. How in the world, Rabbi Nabachi says, were they capable of doing that? And Chazal say they were successful, as Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Zohar says, on the day of Kabbalah Satera, Pasak Zuhamasam, the spiritual contamination of Memtashari Tum, and even the Chet of Adam V'Chava that brought Tumah into this world, were totally misukin by Klal Yisrael. They literally had total spiritual purity on the level of Taras and Neshama that Adam V'Chav had Kedem Achet. That's how powerful the Tshuva process was. But how did they do this? So says Rabbi Nebachia, the secret is the 49 days, but not only that, what Klal Yisrael was subject to and involved within the 49 days. They were surrounded on all sides by Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod was not just a floating type of platform to protect them physically in the Midbar, as Chazal described it, being encompassed on all six sides, probably is the biggest plane ever existed, as a floating type of machine, 3 million men and women in that type of plane, divine plane. But Chazal say, and Rabbi Nebachi quotes the Mekubalim, that the concept of the actual Anani HaKavod, they're called sukkahs. Kibbutz Sukkos, the Shafti Ben Israel, Les Ben Azari says in the Gemara, what's considered Sukkos? The Anani HaKavod. Why are they called Sukkos? What does Sukkah have to do with Anani HaKavod? So he says, Sari Menu had another name in Pashas Naya. She was called Yiske, Yud Samich Chav Hey. Why? So Rashi says, shesachsa beruach hakodesh. She had incredible capacities of spiritual sensitivity, and she saw things on a prophetic level to the point that later on Chazal says Shema Bekeila, she was greater in her Ruach HaKedesh and Avua than even Avram Avinu. So the word Yisken Sukkah means spiritual elevation. The purpose of the Hananic Covenant on number two level, besides protection, was to serve as spiritual boosters to give Klal Yisrael an intimacy between themselves and the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was shoyim b'sechem with these Hanani HaKavod, allowing him to accomplish in 49 days with Siyata Deshmei HaBalei Tamei Sayin also what they couldn't accomplish if they were not surrounded with Hanani HaKavod. So they were spiritual boosters to allow him to fix in 49 days, which took 210 years to accomplish. This is not my chiddush. Rabbi Nabachi ben Osher says the Beferish, and if that's the case, we therefore understand why 49 days. Each day they removed a shard of Tumah, replaced it with a shard of Kedusha. So by the time the 49 days passed, all Shari Kedusha were replaced with Shari Kedusha. Well, Tumah went to Kedusha, and therefore, beyond Kabbalah Satera, Pazag Zumasam, the Tumah was no longer there. They were on levels to the point that I mentioned when we talked about Kabbalah Satera last year. Talking about the whole Maila of Kabbalah Satara HaSinai. Chazal tell us Klal Yisrael were raised to the level momentarily of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah capacity to be able to hear Hashem address them in the Aseres Nedibros, and hear Hashem address Moshe and address them, to see the Minui of Moshe Rabbeinu as the only Navi on the face of this earth that has the allowance to be the one who's most of the Mesorah of Tayag Mises, Deraisas, and the Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, and the Derabbanans. He was given that type of authority. Klal Yisrael heard it, Klal Yisrael experienced it, but the reason they were ready for it is because there was no tumah in their personal being by the time they were Makabel Torah because of the process of these 49 days. So Chazal say Kabbalistically, according to this Mahalach, every year when we go through the cycle between Pesach and Shavuos, that was a macro tikkun. We're able to be zocher to a micro tikkun. This is what Moshe Chaim Lutzata says in his Derech Hashem. We re-experiencing the miracles of the past and the tikkunim spiritually of the past. And therefore, if it was the time of tikkun neshama then, it's the time of tikkun neshama now. That's why when we count the Sefiras Ha'imer, we mention at the last tefillah we recite towards the end, that we should therefore look upon this as the time of tikkun and neshama. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 7 times 7, is alluded to each and every day. And in fact, the remez in the pasuk, the delayed days of spirituality, if you look back in pasuk 1, is the fact that even though pasuk 2 is the source of counting the weeks of Sefiras Ha'imer, and pasuk 1 is the counting of the days, in pasuk 1 you have an extra lashon of the pasuk, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tehena. What is that doing there? Weeks are mentioned in pasuk number 2. They're not mentioned in pasuk number 1. Why is he mentioned Sheva Shabbosos? So over here, the Mekubalim tell us, and the Ksava HaKabbalah in his Sefer Chumash mentions this, the word Shabbos doesn't only mean Shabbos, but it means also Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechayai, Lach Sois B'nai Hashem Lach Mechalo, which means Iyunim B'Dvarim Elikim. The word Shabbos means be involved in spiritual reflection and spiritual tikkunim. So the purpose of Sphere is counting the 49 days. What will be the result? You'll have Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tehena, Yoriya Shlevav Tamimus Kai. Taman Tiyam Shem Elokecha. Salvei Yetaman. You're elevating yourself spiritually and going higher and higher. So the counting, as alluding to a time of spiritual purification, is Marumiz in the Pasik, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tehena. This is the Mahalach Rabbosos so far of basically the Ran, why the Ran Behel is a Deraisa, and the Yorech HaShulchan, and quite obviously the Ksava HaKabbalah, explaining that the counting is not integrally related to the bringing of the carbon. Therefore, the carbon could be batul b'zman hazeh, but alpha pika in the sphere could be deraisa. That was their mahalach. Comes along the Chaim of Brisk. This is a new mahalach. And he says, with all due respect, we're forgetting one important problem. As a briska, there is a regimentation. And that is the Rambam always is holech l'shitasai. That's number one. Number two is, you always have to look and see where the Rambam mentions the halacha he's talking about to see what he feels that halacha is relating to. If the other group was correct, that we're counting independently, has nothing to do with bringing a karban, Then the Rambam Mishnah brought this down in Hilchas Karbanos. Yeshua brought it down Hilchas Tefillah, some other chelak that deals with the Yom Tovim, but it should not have been mentioned in the Sefer Avodah and Hilchas Karbanos. But as Chaim Brisk says, if you go back to page number 3 now, the Rambam says in Sefer Avodah, in Hilchas Tamidu Musaf and Perek Zayin, we'll reread the Rambam now. There's a mitzvah say to count Shev Shabbos says Chabish Bniyahu Miyom Havas Omer, which means he is making the direct connection literally in the actual Rambam that the Sfira comes as a result of bringing the Karban. They're not two separate mitzvahs. On the day that you bring the Karban, that's the Zman of the Chiyuv of counting the Sfira, which means this is a function of the Karban Omer, that the Karban Omer is what's Mechayiv the Sfira. So says Rav Chaim, if that's the case, if it's the bringing of the Karban that's Mechayiv the Sfira, we're not bringing Karban as Bizman Hazeh. So how in the world can the Rambam Paskin, Sfira Bizman Bazar, is a Deraisa? With all due respect to the Ran and to the Harech HaShulchan and everybody else, that's not what the Rambam Paskins. So if that's the case, what's the Pshat of the Rambam? So says Rab Chaim as a briska, Remez Diga briska, the answer is the Rambam's Lishitoso in the bottom Rambam on page number 3. The Rambam in Sefer Avodah and Hilchos Beis HaDechir at Perek Vav brings down a machlokes, which in fact Rav Orlian mentioned in his Shabbos HaGodol Derasha. It's based upon a machlokes, the Masechtos Edios, the machlokes throughout Shas, and the question which he phrased then, which is brought down by Rav Chaim and others, is that there's a machlok throughout Shas. When Shlomo came and he built the Beis HaMikdash, so he didn't just make a physical edifice and build a building, but he had then to mekadosh it with the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Kedusha HaShechinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu into all the portals of the Makam HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Kodesh and into the Azarais, and to the physical binyan, even Harabayas had a certain level of Kedusha, and Yerushalayim had a certain level of Kedusha. All of it was a manifestation of different intensities of Kedusha HaShechinah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over there, the Gemara in Shavuos describes the ceremonies they had to perform, besides bringing the actual Aron HaKodesh into the Kedusha HaKadoshim, which was finally the Makkah Bapatosh in the entire process. So there's a Machloikis in Shas, that once you were Mekadosh the Mokim HaMikdash with Kedusha HaShechina, so during Bayis Rishon, it existed. What happened when you had Chum Bayis Rishon? What happened when they destroyed the physical Bayis and they were Chayrish HaMokim? Is there any more Kedusha HaShechina? So the Rambam Paskins on the bottom Psak, where you have Rabbeis of quotation 4 and 5 on page number 3, he says, Ubamadish Kacho, how is the Beis HaMikdash Kaddish today? The Kedusha Rishonah Shekidsha Shlomo Shukidish Azarav Yishlayim L'Shaitim V'Kish L'Asalavo. The Rambam Paskins Halach L'Masal, like those Shittas Atanoim Amorim who held throughout Shas, that Kedusha Rishonah Shlomo was Kidsh L'Shaita V'Kish L'Asalavo, it never terminated. And the Rambam says later on in Halachet Tezayin, why is that the case? He says, "Lefisha kedushas hamigdash shleim neyashchina veshchina eina betela," etc. and etc. He quotes a pasuk to prove this. So the shchina of hagdash of Shlomo is in place to this very day. You go to Harabayis with Tumas Emes today. You're chayiv karis now. Say we your karis in the Beis HaMikdash was kayim. Now, the Rambam says in Halachat Tezav, "Lefichot." Therefore, I want to tell you a little secret that since the kedusha shchina is still there, Makriven Kabbalas Afavish Ancient Bayis, Bizman Azeh. You can bring Kabbalas even though there's no physical Bayis Banui. Va'ochlan Kachi Kachi Mechor, what used to be the Azara, Afavish Ain, what? You don't have over there any Shukhareven, there are no walls surrounding it. Vein Mukafis Mechitzos, and you can eat Kachim Kalem and Maisasheni in all of Yerushalayim Atika, the old Yerushalayim, even Halachamas, there aren't any walls there as well. Shekedusha Kishalashat, Kishalasa Lavo. What the Rambam Paskins is that Bizman Hazeh, the ability to bring all the Karbanos mentioned in Sefer Vayikra are applicable even Bizman Hazeh. Because of the principle of Kedusha Samach, Kedusha Hashchin is there. We just have to build the Mizbeach at the proper place, because that's an Iker, has to be in the Makam Muchuvenes. And once you've done that, you're able to bring it, Tuma Sames. So if you bring a carbon at Sibur, we have a principle, Tuma Dechuy of Hutra Bet Sibur. So if you have the right Kain HaMeyuchas, who is Halach Lamasa, has a star yichus going back to the Tekufa of Aaron, and there's a rapport with mishpacha, other mishpachas that have such a direct yichus. The koinei vadai, they're not koinem chazake. And number two is, you have the proper mizbeach, you have the proper big day kahuna, and you have a kabinat sibor that's doicha and mata the tuma of tuma semes, because we don't have a paraduma. All of that can come together. Can you bring kabanis mizman hazeh? So says Rab Chaim, according to the Shitas HaRambam, the answer is 100% yes. So Chaim says, if that's the case, now I'm going to explain to you how the Rambam is going with Shitas. So this is the briska kvetch of Rab Chaim. Says Rab Chaim, the Rambam says in a tekufa that in which you have the concept of bringing a karban omer, that if you have a concept of bringing a karban omer, the counting of Sirus omer is likewise applicable. Rab Chaim says the Rambam never said the halacha lamasa, you physically have to bring the carbon omer, but the halacha has to be that the potential capacity to bring it, if you wanted to bring it, and if you could bring it, whether religiously or politically, if you could bring it, bezman hazeh, which means the etzem mahus of the carbon or carbonos, is in existence on a pragmatic and practical level, ad hayom hazeh. So if the carbon theoretically could be brought on a deraisa level, even bizman churbin, the sphere that depends upon the yecholus to bring the carbon is still a deraisa, and that's why the Ram held the shitasai. That sphere bizman hazeh is a deraisa, because bringing carbonos bizman hazeh of a carbon aimer is still in existence on a deraisa level. So therefore, zeh tali zeh bizeh. So if that's the case, according to Rab Chaim, the Rambam said what he said, not because of the Gemara Machlekes and Masechtas Menachos. In fact, Rab Chaim felt that that entire sugya, the way Rashi learned it, was going according to the Mandama, Kedusha Rashana Kishla Shaita, Velo Kishla Lasalava. I mean, Rashi is a beferish, but his mind is that we have no karban, and therefore if that's the case, the whole thing is a derabana. So the fact of the matter is, Rab Chaim said, yeah, that sugya menachos went according to the Madama, as we have in Shas, Kedusha and Lo Kishalas and Lavai. But that's the sugya menachos, and they could all be arguing at the Rabbanon level, as was Rashi's Mahalik. But if we hold like the Shita Saramba, and those who are Shemim hold, Kishalashaita Vikishad Lasad Lavai, and Yecholas to theoretically, and on a halacha level, have the ability to bring the carbon, because the makim is basically muchan and mezumin with kedusha shkina to mekabel that carbon. So if that's the case, that's all we need to say. If the carbon is still a deraisa bizman hazeh, the sphere that we bring and do is also a deraisa. You don't have to have the carbon perforce, because as I mentioned before, we count at night before the carbon's brought. If the actual sphere was dependent on the maisa hakarava, the halacha should have been we be count by day after the carbon's brought, but that's not the halacha. The halacha to me was the end, we would have to count at night before the havasa carbon. If it was a chaluk of the maisa hakarava, the halacha should have been to be makra first and to count afterwards. But the fact that the Baal Shem didn't do it and says you count at night and you first makra the carbon the next day, it means the time frame and the applicability of both have to be applicable on a deraisa level, even though you might end up not bringing the carbon, but you could have brought the carbon at the deraisa level. The sphere that depends upon that reality is what's Machiah's sphere on a deraisa level. And that's the way Rav Chaim and the Brisk has learned this specific sugya. And therefore, if that's the case, the Rabban Lishitoso, therefore held halacha lamasa, sphere bizman is a deraisa because of the reality of being able to bring the carbon. I want to tell you a little story before I get, you know, to finish off the shiur tonight. In the 1800s, you have the famous discussion, which Rav Orlin mentioned on his Shabbos HaGadol d'Rasha, that Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who was a Talmud of Rekiva Eger and the Chassam Sefer, asked them the following question. He says, it's interesting that for some reason, David had the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the Nevi'im with him got nevuos, etc., etc. At the end, he couldn't do it himself because he was shofet chabridam, as the pasuk says in Sefer Devaryamim. But your son Shlomo, who didn't have all these religious wars, is shalom, he's going to do it. So David collected the money, he got all the materials together, Hashem gave him the divine blueprints, which the Nevi'im received, and they gave it to David, and David gave it to Shlomo. So the fact of the matter is, they had the schus of building it. So the Ramban Chumash asked a simple question. They were in Eretz for hundreds and hundreds of years, from the time that Yeshua brought them in, until David and Shlomo came around. Why in the world was, and the Rama says, when you nichlas to Eretz, the three misses you have to mekayim. One is to destroy Zara Shamalek, to Mamana Amelech, and to build the base of Bechira. Why is it that David and Shlomo was zochet to build that base of Bechira, while the other Gedolim of the earlier Tekufa Bayis Rishon didn't have that schus? So the Ramban says something pelodic. The Ramban says, if you look in Chumash, the Chumash says when it comes to Yerushalayim, you have to be Doresh Tzion. You have to search and seek for it and find it and show a cheshek and desire to want to establish the Makam of the Migdash and the Makam of Tzion, the Makam Shriyas HaShchina. So says the Ramban, until David came around, people were pretty complacent with the makeshift Mishkan, or later on in Shiloh and these other places. They weren't crazy about building a bais. They were happy they were in Eretz Israel, and therefore for hundreds of years the Mishkan was here and here and there. They weren't going crazy that they didn't build a bais, and therefore they weren't searching and seeking where is the makam that's miyuchedus for the building of the base of Bechir, which is one of the Tayyak mitzvahs. They weren't worrying about it. They weren't concerned about it. They were indifferent to it. So says the Ramban, because they were indifferent, Hashem says, you're not Dar Esiyon. I'm not going to give you the schus to build that Makam HaMikdash in that place. But when David came around, he was impatient and he was concerned. And him and the Nevi'im were saying to Hashem, show us where this place is. It's not Bekavadik that Hashem Shechina with Aaron should be in this is Oilim. We're living in beautiful palaces and etc., etc. And this is where Hashem Shechina should be. Show us where it is. We want to build a bias. That concern and that gracious Tzion, which basically is demonstrated by David, that's why Hashem said, now there's somebody be there at Tzion. I'll now reveal to you where the location is. The prophets will show you. I'll give you the blueprints, etc., etc. So the Derishas at Tzion facilitated that they had the schus to build the base of Mikdash and establish that as the Makam Mikdash forever and forever. That Derishas at Tzion. So what Chassam Sefer said, Tzvirus Kalasher. So what is your question? Your question is that if your Mishtadlo Bizman Hazeh, to show Hashem with your Derisha Tzion and your feeling of the chesaron of the Makam Mikdash, that you want to go on the Makam Mikdash and bring a carbon on a makeshift Mizbeach to show your Derisha Tzion, whether that might speed up the process of Geula and have redemption take place even earlier. So Rabbi Kiv Egan Chassam Sefer says, you know something? Based upon that Ramban, you're 100% correct. And therefore, maybe we should devise a plan to be able to bring a carbon bezman hazeh on the Makam Mikdash to have the gula take place quicker than it is up until this point in time, to show there's a Derisha Satsiyam. But then the question was posed to these Gedolim, but you could only do that if you passing like the Ramban. So Tzvius Kalsh asked the Chassam Sefer and Rekiv Ega, do we hold like the Ramban, Kedusha Shalikish, Kedusha Shalikish, lovely? To which they answered, yes, we do paskin like the Ramban. That Kedusha Shalikish was Kish, Lakish, Lavoi. So if that's the case, there is Kedusha Hashchina, and the ability to be makif kabbalis bezman hazeh, like your carbon sefer that you want to bring, he wanted to bring ultimately a carbon pesach, which has ironically a din of a carbon sefer. It's a very interesting chiddush. The whole sugi maseches pesachim learns the whole concept tumah tuchut yivet sefer from the din of a carbon pesach. All of klai sol tameh, they don't have to go to pesach sheni; they can be deicha. And from carbon pesach, as run by sefer klai Yisrael, even though ironically it's a carbon ayachid, it's called a carbon sefer that it's deicha and matu the tumah of tumah sames. So he wanted to bring a carbon pesach on a built mizbeach on that specific makam. Sirius Kalash asked Montefiore and a whole bunch of other chevra, maybe you'll give the Arabs who have that mosque and everything else,
maybe we'll pay them off and give them a heck of a lot of money to at least buy the Makam and Migdash, and they shouldn't shepherd us. They'll make for money, you can get them to do a lot of stuff. We'll give them a lot of money, we'll buy the Makam and Migdash, they won't shepherd us, we'll be able to make a Mizbeach there. There were whole negotiations taking place. But the problem was, at the end of the day, and I'll say this very quickly because I want to come to the Maskan over here, is that when they started analyzing the Pratim involved in being Makam of the Carbon, they realized there were certain problems. Number one is, Kedusha of the Makam is there. Tumah d'chuyut b'tzibor, we're going to bring a carbon tzibor, that's taken care of. But we need a kohen miyuchas, so as I pointed out, there's a couple of mishpachas in Kalais that are miyuchasim, not just kohen chazaka, so we can find a kohen, no problem. You need shikle ahegdish, carbon tzibor, so the only carbon tzibor that doesn't require shekel akedish is a carbon pesach, because you're bringing it with your own resources, you don't bring it with the money of the base, so we don't need even shikle ahegdish, forget about that. Okay, now, we have to know where the Mizbeach is to be built, because it has to be built in a Machmir Yuchedes. So it seems that they had certain simanim of a minimal place, that surely the Chol HaShitas, you could build a minimal Mizbeach. It doesn't have to be the size of the one in the base of Mikdash. In fact, Rabbi Garin has a sefer in which he identified on Har HaBayis today, a Ba'ama Mizbeach place, that L'chol had different shitas, L'chol of them, there's one common place that if you wanted to build a small Mizbeach today, and mini Mizbeach, L'chol HaShitas, it has to be there, because the Tzur of Har HaBayis, and the question of that specific mosque on the Temple Mount, whether it's Mukhuvenis, on the rock that was basically the Evan HaShasiyah, whether or not that's really Mukhuven, and the rock that they claim inside the mosque is the Evan HaShasiyah, is a big debate amongst the Gedolei Achrayim. So he says, that's a debate vis-a-vis the Tzura, but we know where the Mizbeach is, at least on an Amma by Amma, so they could have figured out where to build the Mizbeach. So far everything was working good, until they realized they had a major problem. And that is the Rambam once again. There's a Machlekes and Shas, starts in Mesechus Yoma, but you find later on when we come to all of Kachim, and that is, what was the nature of the big day Kayin Hedyot? Because you don't need a Kohen Gadol for this. Kohen Hedyot. So there is a shita that the Kohen Hedyot had four begadim, all made from basically flax. So if that was the way we paskin halacha l'masa, you could have made the big day kahuna, because kasha big day man kedusha solayim. You could have the most meyuchas dika kohen you want, but without the big day kahuna, he's always kohen. He's chai misa. So if that's the case, so what was the problem? The problem was is that we happened to pass in the Rampas like the other Shita, that three of the begadim made flax, but the gartel, the avnet, has to be made like the other one by the Kongol in the Shemon begadim, and that was the teruvis of tzemer pishtem yachtov, dyed in specific colors, and the tzemer part had to be colored with the dam of techelos of the chalazon. So the fact of the matter is, in order to make that halig gartel, you had to have the chalazon know what it is to dye the wool properly to make a kasher to gartel. If you dye with a different color blue of not a chalazon, it's a pasul dika gartel, a pasul dika avnet, and therefore, to go with three of the four begadim, you mechusa begadim, you don't have kedushas hakayin. So ended up that the halaga gartel of the kayin hedyot, which we didn't have a vadai tradition of the chalazon being what it is, ultimately was the prevention on a halachic level. That was one problem. The other problem is the fact we didn't have an IDF or a military force to protect us against the onslaught, because the Arabs didn't want to be bought off to sell to Montefiore others the Makam HaMikdash. So you had a problem of a major pogrom, and who knows what's going to happen when it comes to military conflict between the Arab world and between us. So those two factors ultimately mitigated the possibility. But were they really seriously considering to do it? The answer is yes, because we pass on like the Rambam. Kedusha and Shadda Kishel Shaita V'Kishel Azolavo is Halach Lamas Adhar Mizah. That's why to walk in Har HaBayis, Rabbi say today, if you walk in the wrong places, there's a Shel of Chiv Karis. And that's why you have to be very careful. There's certain places in Har HaBayis to the perimeters that the only thing you need is Tefillah B'Mikvah. And that's sufficient. But the real place that people want to go, that is in the Azara Kedema, where the mosque is built in that area, that requires Tara Paraduma, or you have to have the din of a carbon seed being brought and being Deicha, Tumah, etc. So when people go on tours of the Temple Mount, you got to know who's leading the tour. Do they really know which places there's only a lav and which places the chiyuv karis? It's not that they push it. Not all. So you have to be very, very careful, rabbis. That's why muscadolim do not make aliyah and go on harabayis. I mean, they might go close to it. They might want to look through the portals into the Azara. Everybody runs to the Kelsa Maravi. You should know the brisk is held that kinesis into the Azara is not only into the Azara, but the walls surrounding the Kelsa Maravi, they claim, were the perimeters of the Azara. They won't put any kvitlach into the holes and cracks of the Kelsa, because they say it might be a shayla of kinesis lemigdash into Mesemes. Can before Shtelen, they would not put, they will not to this very day put kvitlach into the holes, because they might be a shayla of kinesis lemigdash. I mean, this is the brisk is a very machma when it comes to this. The machma a lot of things. This is a known thing. So if that's the case, Rabbi, so what I want to bring out to you, if that's the case according to this mahalich and the shita saramim, if it's a deraisa, so the question is, who else held this a deraisa? So if you look in Simon Tov Peites in the Mishnah Berurah, so on the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, I want you to know something. He says, Das Rambam and the Chinuch. Shunayig min atayra gamata, achein das the tour and the Shulchan Aruch and kama poskim, shein bezman hazeh elazeich lemigdash shekriva omer. V'kein hu sugis ha-poskim. If you look in the sugis ha-poskim, in this Simen Tov Beites, it seems they treated it only rabbinically. Achein, he says, be'emes, in truth, listen to this, haram gam keim lav yechidah, he's not the only shita, Shagam das Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Yeshaya Kachu, which means one of the German Gedolim. He brings down, look in Shibalei Leket. He then brings, that's also, he found Rabbeinu Binyamin, also mentioned over there. He found the Ravio, also held this at Deraisa, brought down the Azarua. Umashu, that the Azarua also agreed, it's the Deraisa Bezman Azer. He says, V'chem Yedivri Rav Yehudai, and Rav Amram Hagon, and Ritz Geyes, that according to them, it also seems to be that Bezman Hazeh, it is a deraisa as well. So this is not only Shita Saramam over here. He's quoting a ganza chadgadi over here of gedolei of over here of Gaonim, of Rishonim, of Beiskim, both from France and Germany and other places, who held Bezman Hazeh, it's a deraisa. So he says, if that's the case, he says, I want to make the following statement. He says, therefore, for this reason, he says, I'm very concerned that Sfiris Omli Didan, we should not think it's not the Araisa, and because there's no Kabbalah Amr being brought, he says, in his humble opinion, we should perhaps treat it as a Araisa, etc., etc. And if that's the case, we should be makbid on Tamimas to count it at the proper time, as Rabbi Orly mentioned downstairs, to make sure you do it after Tzeisach or Chavim, etc., etc. And therefore, if that's the case, he says, Lefihiza, there's a smach godot to the minig of the Chafetz Chaim. She'onu zehirim shal lispar atzei sachachavim, acharei sheladas kama ravusa of the G'day Rishamanach Ronim, hu deraisa. And he says, later I found in a little rabbah that he also held in the name of many gedolim, that should be a hakpad de bizman hazeh. So it's not just the Shita Sarambam. When you look in, and that's why I asked you, when I went to the Mishnah Berurah, you read through this Bir Halach, which is mamish in the beginning, Tov Beites, you walk away tittering, because who knows how many generations we thought it's only Medar Rabbanan, and all of a sudden, the Chafetz Chaim, when I started finding all these Kisviyad, which he had availability to it, I'm finding this is not Azay Pash. It's very similar to what Chafetz Chaim found when it came to the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Isaiah. What is considered the Seif Zman of the Seder and Pesach on the night of Pesach? If you look in Tuf Ayin Zayin in Hilchos Pesach, he says when he went through all the Rishonim, he found 50% held like the Shitas of Rabbi Kiva, it's Kol Alayla Kula. He found half Rishonim held like the Shita of Lez Ben Azariah, it's up to Chatzais. It's a Suffolk Deraisa, and that's why he says the Ramah was Makbit to write in the Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to finishing the Seder, when it comes to the Dalek Kaisis, and the actual Seder, with all the brachas in both parts of Holland, everything else in the eatings, all of that should be done before Chatzos HaLayla, because it's a Sufik Deraisa. It could be, we hold like a Releza Ben Azariah, which means after Chatzos, of his manu, butl, hakabanos, you can't eat the korban pesach the miyotzi anymore. You can't eat the matzah the miyotzi the mitzvah anymore. And he paskins halacha maaseh the mishnah berura that if somehow you fashlep the seder and you got so carried away with your chidush etayra and all of a sudden you look at your watch, oops, if shay nochatzais, you could not, if you did that, make any bracha on achilas matzah, umara, or pesach anymore, because since it's a safi deraisa, we might pass on Elazar ben Azariah, making the brachas afterwards will be brachos levatalos. So that's why the Ramah brought down, you gotta finish, you wanna talk about it the rest of the night, as they did at the time of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva did it for two reasons. He held all night, he could do it. But Elazar ben Azariah sat there, if you notice, you know. So the fact of the matter, that's another, why didn't he say to the gentleman, if the chatzos gentleman, I don't have a problem, I can go to sleep now, you guys, he stayed the whole night. And the reason he stayed the whole night is because of Elazar ben Azariah held an interesting chiddush. I want to end with this. In the Haggadah, I always wondered, why after you mentioned the whole story, Bimarben, and how they stayed the whole night, Elazar, why does he then say, I always wanted to have, it seems when I mentioned Kula Shana Kula, but Yoma Belayla and Ben Zoyma Darshan it. Why is that piece brought right after the story of them speaking the entire night? The mitzvah Zechira Kula Shana Kula and the mitzvah Sipit Sraim are two separate mitzvahs. So why is it mentioned at that point in time? So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said a very beautiful pshat, and I'll end with this. He said, Halacha Lamasa, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, the Rambam quotes, and I think I mentioned this before, and I gave that shit before Pesach, that the Ika Mitzvah of Sipur comes from the Pasuk of Zorcha, as Yom Shiatzos Mitzrayim. He then mentions, he got a Levincha, based upon the Mechilta of Rashbi, that is then mentioned in the Torah as a Hezver of Hayim Akayim, the Zorcha on the night of Pesach. It has to be B'derech Haggadah, B'derech Sipur Ma'aliyah. But then there's another pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Laman Tischar, which is the pasuk in which Ben Zoma Darshan, there's a mitzvah to mention Pesach, the Zechira, B'yoyim U'Balayla. So said the Rav, the reason the Rambam, if this is the million-dollar question, if the mitzvah Kol Shana Kula, mitzvah and Pesach are two separate mitzvahs, why does the Rambam count it as two separate mitzvahs? He only counts it as one. So says the Rav, in Hezber of this, that the Ika mitzvah is on the night of Pesach. And the mitzvah is with the word zachar, with the hezber and the havana of higada levincha. But what the Torah tells us is that's what the mitzvah is on the night of Pesach, as long as it lasts. The rest of the year, even on the night of Pesach, after chatzos, the mitzvah of zechira of Pesach b'yom ha'balayla applies deraisa as a chelik of the mitzvah deraisa of the anniversary day on the 15th. Laman Tiska is taking the word Zechira of the night of Pesach and saying, Kol HaShana Kula, it's Zechira without Haggadah. On the night of Pesach, it's Zechira only Al Yedei, the Maisa of Haggadah. So if that's the case, it's a chelik of the mitzvah derais of Zachar, which is on the night of Pesach. It's subsumed as a chelik of the mitzvah underneath that specific Zachar. That's why the Torah is Laman Tiskar. Is a hemshik of the Zechir Kol Shana Kula, but there you could do it as a perfunctory statement, as we do in the third Pasha Kriya Shema. And the Rambam passes that in the first parak of Hilchas Kriya Shema. We pass in that Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So if that's the case, Chazal, so the Rav said, what was Elazar staying up the rest of the night for? Because since he had to matrich himself as the head of the Sanhedrin, to prove to them that by Yom U'Balayla Kol HaShana Kula, there's a din of Zechir by Yom U'Balayla, if he would have left after Chatzai Salayla and gone home and went to bed, it would have been mavatal his psak alacha that you have to be zecher by night and by day, because the fact is he didn't even bother to stay around. So the zechira is, there's a bare minimal of doing a very perfunctory statement. But if you want to be kol hashana kula to be zecher barichas davar, nobody's going to stop you. He stayed up the rest of the night to show to them, even though the mitzvah sipur and the haggadah has finished at chatzos with all the mitzvahs halayla, zechira halayla which you hold is kol hashana kula. The night of Pesach ain't worse than any other night during the week. So therefore, I'm staying up to perpetuate my Zechira Deraisa concept, and I stay with you the entire night. I don't know if you ever heard that before, but the Rav said that's the Hezber, of why the Baal HaGadah brought that right after to explain what Elazar ben Azariah was doing there, because everybody's going to ask the question, you know, what in the world is he doing up after Chatzos HaLaila? By him, the whole thing, the show's over after Chatzos. Yeah. Sipur through Haggadah's over by Chatzos with Ulam HaLaila. But Zechira Kol Hashana Kula, the night of Pesach ain't worse than the rest of the year. So that's why he bedafka stayed up to show that hakpad of Zechira Kol HaLaila. So Rabbi Yisai, you now have the package deal at your fingertips. When the Rav says downstairs that the people are makbib is marazah to do the tmimus tiyana, to do it after tzeis, you now know what it's based upon. It's based upon the Mishnah Berurah, based upon the Rambam, and a whole slew of Rishonim Goyim I just mentioned over here. Understand that, you know, this is not just a frumkeit for kumra. The Mishnah Berurah says in his time they were makbib after tzeis. I don't know what we can do over here in the keel over here, or to change klai is minhagim. But Bangkok, the Rav gave the reason why people do count earlier, because of that was the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch and many of the poskim. But those who are medaktikim, they try to count after tzeis. And for those, when it comes to the bracha, with the bracha, what the best thing to do is to be yotzei that shita, if you want to even use the kula, is to count again after tzeis to be yotzei kula shita.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.